Welcome to Shom Machshava on the Daf, Shir Sponsor, Lur Nishma Saran B'Yak Shom Le'a Pasitzchok. We're holding over the Zorah Daf Mem Zayin. The Mishnah Amud Beis mentions that the Shloisha Batim, which have a din of over the Zorah, and the third one is the one, which is a regular house, that if one put over the Zorah in it, so it's Asur Ba'ana until you take out over the Zorah. Hoitziyah Reza Mutter, but while still there, it's Asur. This leads us to a fascinating controversy that happened in England about 100 years ago. In England, in the city of Hull, a Rav named Rav Mordechai Tzvi Schwartz became the Rav of the Kehila, which was called the Central Kehila. And as he becomes the Rav of the Kehila, he realizes that the shul, where the Kehila is in a place that used to be once a church. And not only that, but in the first floor of that church, there's a graveyard, there's a cemetery with 300 bodies of goyim that are buried over there. Rav Mordechai Schwartz right away learned the sugya, went into the sugya, and he came to a conclusion that this thing is Asur B'Isur. You're not allowed to have a shul in this building. Except the issue of converting a church into a shul, there's an issue here that this abatik forest of akum, of goyim. But the Kfaras of Goyim may be mitame be'oil, even if it's not, it will be a tumor for Kohanim. It may have many issues. It's a mokoy mitunof, it's a disgraceful place, and not really to be a shul. So Mordechai Tzvi Schwartz went ahead to figure out why did they decide to build a shul over there, and he found out there's some rabbanim in England at the time which permitted it. And he went and he checked out and he saw that they made a terrible mistake because the halacha that they were basing on was based on something which was wrong. He sent this shayla to many rabbanim in Europe in that time. One of the rabbanim that got the shayla was the Rogatchover. And the Rogatchover in his Tshuva Sefer Tzefras Paneach, Chelek Beis Simon Chof Alef, answers the question of the Rav of Hull. And he says, he puts it, he speaks about how terrible it is to use this edifice, this building, for a basic nesses. And one of the issues that he says is that we learned in our Gemara here in Avodah Zarah Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, that if you have Avodah Zarah in the house is also until you remove the Avodah Zarah. Says the Rogatchover, usually the goyim, when they bury the mason, they put him in the coffins, they add to it Avodah Zarah. There's Avodah Zarah in every coffin, that's what he says. And he adds that also in the end of the tshuva. And you mainly accept the fact you have issues of tumo and kohanim going into the house. You have the issue that there's Avodah Zarah over here in this kvarim. And you mainly this house is also mitzad, is but Avodah Zarah, that you did not remove the Avodah Zarah. Rav Mordechai Schwartz, he tried to convince the rabbanim at that time in England that he about the problem that you have with this shul. But to his surprise, they did not agree with him. And not only that, they start putting newspapers, ads against him. And there was a whole fight and a controversy against him. He put out a sefer which is called Lehavdil Ben Atomo Ben Atar, which you can find in Hebrew books, where he discusses the entire story, exactly what happened with the names, the people that went against him, and why they went against him. And he shows how halacha is in his side that you're not supposed to have a shul in this place. I spoke to his great-grandson, Mordechai Schwartz, who lives in the Five Towns, and was named after his great-grandfather. And he told me that what happened to his great-grandfather, that big machloikis caused him to leave England and come to America. And that's why the whole family ended up in America. And the most fascinating thing happened, that during the blitz that happened during World War II, there was only one shul in England that got destroyed. And which shul it is this shul of the community called the Central Community. Central Community Shul and Hall was destroyed during the Blitz of World War II. Fascinating historical data that shows that when they went against the Rabbanim in America, it did not really work out. And as we mentioned, the Tshuva of the Rogatchover regarding this Indian is based on Aradav. Anyone who wants to join the Shomashova email list to WhatsApp, please email shomashova@gmail.com.